and into the silly news, I guess, right?
Silly
and then
news.
Come back to the wheel. And then maybe if Carla calls in, we'll do Carla's Corner.
Exactly.
All right, so enjoy your threesome on this
All right.
14th day of April on Friday.
understand that every life must be end. Uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none. Oh, oh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. All my sins never gonna let me win. Oh, oh. Under everything, just another human being. Oh, oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take on. Nothing you would take. Everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I did, I'm a fool. No one knows this more than me. I come cleaner. Nothing you would take.
right, boys and girls, that was your threesome at three. Because everybody needs a threesome at three.
Yeah, did you know we have a sponsor at threesome at three?
Do we?
Yes. Threesome at three is brought to you by Tab. If you're like Pauly B, who has a big thirst and a small waist, you'll drink Tab.
All right.
Tab, the official soft drink of the Giddy Up.
You should put it on the menu. Pauly's favorite. We'll put it on the Tab.
Hey, if I had...
I have to talk to a few restaurants and we'll put it on as Pauly's favorite drink.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up. I'm drinking Tab. And,
Well, if Eddie Andelman can get his Saugus wings there, you can get it, right?
Well, they're not his Saugus wings. They're Kowloon's.
Yeah, right.
You know.
They're named after him, don't they?
Well, he has a dish named after him up there at Kowloon's, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know the Saugus wings were.
I thought it was Eddie Andelman garlic wings or something like that.
No, he's got something else, the Eddie Andelman.
Oh,
like,
do they?
Yeah, we saw it.
Me and Chris love, we love the Saugus wings. We frequent that place when in the mood for a fog cutter.
A 12?
Fog cutter or two.
Fog, a half a dozen.
You know what's great about the service at Kowloon? That if you have too many fog cutters, they have a two-wheeler. They're willing to wheel you out to your car.
Which is nice.
Wow, imagine. Oh, that's good.
Or a wheelbarrow.
Yes.
Yes. Which makes more sense, but if you get into that two-wheeler, you're liable to wind up in the walk-in chest, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
It may be the lunch special for the next day.
Yeah, right.
You'll be in the Eddie Andelman stew.
All right, boys and girls, it's 53 degrees in the, it is 53 degrees, as I said, Christopher, in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. Lovely, beautiful, sunny, perfect. Perfect for a marathon, which will be Monday. Mm-hmm. And actually, Easter is going to be fantastic. It's going to be in the 80s.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. And most people are going to be inside. Well, for dinner anyway. So, we have Frankie M. Bergamo here, the most famous man from Medford. And he's just all over the media, you know, for... You know, he's a great actor, and he's on the cover of Imagine magazine, which I think was John Lennon's creation, right?
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah. Anyways, so Frankie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, welcome back to the show, I should say, because he frequents the show as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always have fun with
Frequent
you, too.
Contributor to the Giddy Up.
He sure is. He's not afraid to jump right in there, you know? Why don't you give us a little background on what's going on these days?
Well, we have
what you were telling me in the lounge there.
Currently, we have a few movies out here right now filming. We have a movie called Proud Mary, and they're filming in Lawrence. That's with Danny Glover.
Is that about Tina Turner?
That's I think it is. Yep, about her. And then we have another one they're filming right now with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell called Daddy's Home Too.
Daddy's Home Too.
And they filmed in the Western Palace.
Daddy's Home was hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
And then Cena at the end.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man, it was hilarious. Yeah. Trust me.
It's a funny movie. Yeah. And I'll be working in that movie, I think, next week.
So. Right on. Okay, cool.
So they'll be doing working some parts in that movie. And then we have, we're doing Pizza Makers, episode 12. We'll be doing that in 2 more weeks. With Chris Palermo. He wrote a nice script on that. And I think we're going to be doing it in Faneuil Hall. And then after that, I think he's going to change the contract. We're going to be doing film festivals, comedy film festivals, instead of the webisode series.
Oh,
yeah.
So we'll be going to some festivals.
Oh, something and they hold them at, like, smaller theaters in Boston?
Yeah, exactly,
I get you. Yeah, that's
so
very cool.
So we're
going to
start doing that. And then we have some good news that the Governor Baker, he didn't oppose the tax incentive credits, you know, for the films in Massachusetts. So if he's not opposing it, so now we have about 12 to 15 films coming.
Right.
Adam Sandler's got like 3 of them. And
Sandler and Mark Wahlberg do the most movies town, don't they?
Sandler's got that deal with Netflix.
Right, he's got a deal with Netflix, They're going to have one of the movies is going to be in, they're doing in here, it's going to be a Netflix movie, yeah. And then we have an independent film and they're doing out in Ayer, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And that's called Spruce in the Pines. It's with Kat, it's a girl named Karen Fisher. She's from Sarah Fisher. She's from Massachusetts. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have a few more things coming on. You know, I've been doing a lot of radio, TV, and stuff like that recently. I was on a TBS show in Wellesley, Mass.
I had TV. I had a boat of TBS one time. Ooh,
it was a podcast.
It was brutal. It was fun. No, just
with Lala Peters voiceovers. She's a acting coach for, and I was with her on the show. So that was fun. We did that last week, and just staying busy, you know.
Excellent. It does sound like you're staying busy, yeah.
I was on the cover of Imagine News, thanks to Carol Patton. She's the editor and publisher of Imagine News, and they're out of Harvard Square in Cambridge.
So if you want to pick up a copy of Imagine with Frankie and Bergamo on the cover, where would we get that?
You are on the web, you can go to imaginenews.com and just follow the instructions there, and they'll mail it out to you.
All right. Right on. Well,
and there's some of them, but they have some at some local places, like in the movie theaters, like the Davis Square Theater.
Oh, cool.
That have them,
they
on,
have them
on hand, on a stand, like,
free.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Regent Theater, and a few more, Arts Boston and Harvard Square, and there's a few
right.
more.
The local,
Boston
the Castle. Local scene theaters.
Yeah, right.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Wow, well.
So that's a lot of fun. Been doing
I'm a little
that.
Starstruck now, Frankie. I don't know if we can have you on the show anymore.
I'm actually interested in that, what's it called, Proud Mary, the first one?
Proud Mary, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about, is it about Ike
about
and
Tina? About Tina Turner, yeah. It's about
I can't see Danny Glover playing Ike
Danny
Turner.
Danny Glover, yeah.
Plays Tina.
I can't even hear you, Chris.
Turn me up.
You're up all the way, pal.
Are you sure? Because I can't hear me either.
Yeah, you're
is
up.
Is that bad, Mike?
Oh, that's the bad mic.
Yeah.
That's why.
You want this mic?
Yeah, go to two.
All right.
Two.
Boom.
Yep. There we go.
There.
Hey, I'm back.
You're back. That's why. All right.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Force the bad mic. That's, yeah. All right.
We got to say before.
Now we're cooking with gas. Yeah. With a half hour left in the show.
No kidding. So, shout outs today. Oh, my God. You know what's funny when I.
The shout outs sounded fine, though, for some reason. You were sitting up. That's why.
Yeah, I was upright for once. I was in.
What are you pointing at?
Oh, I'm pointing at this, at the cut.
Oh, that's working.
Oh, is that what it is?
I bet that was the issue. It's going back and forth.
We have to, put a grievance in about microphone four.
I'm going to call the ombudsman.
Ombudsman? All right, so that's Frankie Bergamo, and he's very busy, you know.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, not bad, man. You get a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm actually going to look up that Proud Mary movie.
Well, while you're doing that, would you like to do silly news? You want me to play a song and then come back and do our silly news?
I can do whatever you want.
I'm thinking get you settled.
I'm settled.
Because you're going to... Oh, you're settled?
Oh, I'm settled. I'm like the pilgrims in Plymouth. I'm settled.
Well, because you have to do the wheel after, which is not a big deal. We can do the wheel. All right. Let me play one song. It's a song.
Oh, my God. It's 3:21.
I know what
Ooh,
time it is.
Time
sir.
Flies.
All right. I'm going to do one song for a very special listener that we do every week. This one goes out to Leah Hall. We all love you.
All right.
Little Donnie Iris.
He's a nice guy, man. He did a couple of movies with me.
Hello, we're live on the air, boys.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Sorry for that.
All right, that one goes out to the lovely Leah Hall, who's probably definitely one of our most faithful listeners. That's for you, Leah. Anyways, it's that time. Let me get to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
All right. It's time for silly news, boys and girls. And Christopher, take it away.
Yeah, okay, so I know today's Good Friday, so you won't be getting a hamburger. Maybe some of you will be.
I'm getting a big butt burger.
A big butt burger.
Yes.
So, but in the case of a youngster in Ohio, he had a craving for a McDonald's cheeseburger. And it prompted this 8-year-old to take his 4-year-old sister for a ride in his dad's van, which he learned to drive on the internet. So the an officer, Jacob Kohler, tells a TV station in Cleveland, the father went to bed Sunday, and the mother fell asleep on the couch with the kids. Kohler said witnesses saw the boy driving and called police in the city about 90 miles southeast of Cleveland. He says the boy drove about a mile to the restaurant, through intersections and over railroad tracks without a single mishap.
Sweet cinnamon. Whoa. And the frosted crunch you love.
Sorry about that.
Witnesses say the boy appeared to obey traffic laws. Kohler says the boy told him he learned to drive by watching videos on YouTube.
So he needed to go to McDonald's, apparently, right?
Oh, my God.
He just wanted the, When you got that hankering for those golden fries and those,
what are you doing? A commercial?
Hey, brought to you by Tab. Tab. Be like Pauly B. Big thirst, small waist. Tab. I just wrote Tab commercials. All right.
I gave you some background music for the.
Well, we got a new one, so we're going to move on from McDonald's to a woman wearing a dumb t-shirt in drunk driving bust.
Ooh.
So, a woman in New York City. Wearing a support your local bartender t-shirt was arrested yesterday for drunk driving with her 6-year-old son in the car.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Very attractive woman.
What a great mama.
Yeah, no kidding. Ladeon Logan, a 31-year-old Queens resident, was collared by Long Island police after she slammed into a parked vehicle in Uniondale. When police arrived at the accident, Logan reportedly began screaming and cursing at them. Following a struggle, she was handcuffed and placed into a cruiser. Logan was charged with drunk driving, resisting arrest, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Logan's son, who was not injured in the crash, was released in the custody of a family member, police said.
Mm.
Earlier this week, a Connecticut man was wearing a Hold My Beer and Watch This t-shirt, was arrested for drunk driving after crashing his vehicle into the wall outside a cemetery. Oh. Last month, the Pennsylvania motorist...
He beeped. The cemetery didn't get out of the way.
Last month, the Pennsylvania motorist was arrested for drunk driving while wearing a shirt that said Drunk Lives Matter.
Oh, good Lord.
Your choice of clothing, I think, will dictate how your day ends.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And lastly, we're going to add on some on a sad note here. Rock legend, and I think a great guitar player, John Warren Giles, known as Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band, passed away in his home in Groton earlier this week. Jay Giles was born in New Jersey, came to Massachusetts to study at Worcester Polytech, where he formed the Jay Giles Blues Band with Magic Dick and, of course, the great Peter Blackenfeld, who changed his name to Peter Wolf.
Yes.
And, Danny Klein, Stephen Joe Blatt, and then later adding Seth Justman on keyboards and become the Jay Giles Band. Jay Giles had a bit of a rough start, but by the mid-70s, their live shows were so legendary, they released 2 live albums, and the second, oh my God, I saw them live. The second album, Blow Your Face Out, made them legends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, when the 70s ended and the 80s started, probably the two biggest albums, Love Stinks and followed by Freeze Frame, came out only for the band to disintegrate into, you know, in-band fighting between the keyboard player and the singer. So, unfortunately, they never had the career they should have had. But seriously, go back, pick up, you know, Full House or Blow Your Face Out, one of those great albums, and sit down and listen to a great guitar player in a great band.
Right. Great rock and roll blues band, you know?
Yep.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. With that being said, we're up against the clock, 3:31 now. So I am going to play our tribute to the J. Geils Band, and it's Try Not to Think About It. And we will be back with the Wheel of Rock and Roll with the Funny Man. Enjoy. That was our tribute to Jay Giles, the late, great Jay Giles, trying not to think about it. And God rest his soul. He had a full life, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
But great song. He died very young, 71 years old. Wow. Yeah. So anyways, it's that time, kids, when we do the Wheel of Rock. Or I shouldn't say rock, Wheel of Music.
The Wheel of Music, yes.
Because this is 1985, so I don't think there was enough rock songs in 85 to do, you know. But I know it's the top 20 from this date in 1985. Take it away, Funny Man.
Yeah, so once again, 1985 on this date, coming in at number 20 is...
Volume, please.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
It's okay. Julian Lennon from his album Velotti. Too Late for Goodbyes.
Velotti.
Velotti.
It's Velotti. Yeah.
No, Velotti Olds. Bring the wife in. Bring the wife in. Trade the vehicle. Survivor.
Yeah.
High on You.
Eye of the Tiger, baby.
They were coming down from this. They don't need intoxication. They're high on ludes. Number 18. Peter Cetera and the rest of the gang of Chicago. With Along Comes a Woman, which I know was from a movie. Call in if you know what movie this was from. Because all their songs at one point were from movies. At number 17, a supergroup featuring two members of Duran Duran, the drummer for Chic, and Robert Palmer on lead vocals. It's Some Like It Hot by The Power Station. By the way, really good album to get a chance to listen to it. At number 16.
Yeah, I love Robert Palmer.
He was great in Led Zeppelin. Andy Taylor got burning guitars all day. Number 16, no clip. Just Another Night, Mick Jagger from his She's the Boss solo album. At number 15, another solo effort. This time from Eagle Flying Solo, Don Henley. All she wants to do is bang. And that's Pauly B telling you what the title was. And Mick Romance. Number 14, from the Reckless album. Brian Adams with Somebody. And I'm surprised you didn't say, well, who's he with? But I said Somebody. Another night, another lesson learned. Coming in, number 13. Little Midwestern Midnight Magic from REO Speedwagon.
Spazwagon.
They can't fight this feeling anymore.
Me either.
It's probably nausea from listening to this song. One of my least favorite songs ever. One Night in Bangkok.
I spent a week one night in Bangkok.
Man, go to bed. Bangkok. Wake up sore. Number 11. Breakfast Club soundtrack. Don't You Forget About Me.
Good song.
The Simple Minds.
That's right.
At number 10. You know, let's play out a little bit more. What a great song this was. You know, this was rejected by Billy Idol.
He was supposed to sing this from the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. And Simple Minds did. Had a humongous hit.
Yes, no kidding.
At number 10 from, oh, I don't know what album this was. This is a tribute to the late Marvin Gaye. Missing You, Diana Ross.
Yes. There was a lot of Marvin Gaye tribute songs.
Yeah.
There were.
Yep, exactly.
Quite a few.
At number 9. In Emotion.
Oh, love this song.
With Obsession. Great video, too. We don't have a clip for number 8.
The 80s. videos were the best.
Oh, they were
so tacky and corny.
They would dress someone up as a Viking or something like that.
It was great.
And it all made sense. Blow up toasters. Number 8, no clip. It's Lover Girl by Tina Marie.
Oh, really? You don't have that one?
No, she doesn't allow streaming, it looks like. And at number 7, Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge.
DeBarge.
He
was married to Gina Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. If you ever get a chance, Barry Williams from the Partridge Family, not the Partridge Family, let's see, the Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Was on great. Howard Stern once singing Rhythm of the Night.
Really?
If you get a chance to look it up, I don't know. He needed attention, I guess. Number 6, no clip from the epic album Born in the USA. It's I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band. Number 5 is the Material Girl herself, Madonna. Mm-hmm. Number 4, looking at another Marvin Gaye tribute.
See, there you go.
That was a big hit.
Yeah.
The Night Shift.
Yes.
Number 3 is Madonna with Crazy For You. I think that was from the movie Vision Quest.
Yep, what's that?
Crazy For You from Vision Quest.
It was, yes.
Good memory to three of us.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, On Leave from Genesis from his No Jacket Required album, which was humongous.
Oh, love Phil.
One More Night.
I know it's Genesis, but I love Phil.
Oh, this is Phil solo.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yep. Much better than what he did the next year, that Land of Confusion album, which I didn't like. And at numero uno, your DJ, Wally B.
Numero uno? What's that mean?
Number one.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I almost forgot to cue it up, actually. So,
Was that Phil Collins, one of those?
Yep.
His daughter, his daughter's a great actress.
At number one, it's USA for Africa with We Are the World. Feed the World.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want to say. What a great, great song.
Yeah.
Pop singers, rock singers, country singers. All the best from the 80s.
That was good, yeah.
All the best artists from the 80s.
There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that the morning somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need. We are the children, we are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true. Make a better day, just you and me.
Well, boys and girls, that was your number one song on this day in 1985. That was We Are the World, USA for Africa, and what a cast of singers. That, wow, I was just watching the video, and that was amazing. I don't remember seeing that, but anyways, 3:52 in the afternoon, I'm going to probably play another song, and hopefully Chris, who had to make a dash to for something, and hopefully he'll be back, and we can say our goodbyes. So, little Eddie Money for you, Eddie Mahoney. We'll be right back. Listen to the Giddy Up, 91.5 WNFO. Yeah, that's it. That was Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise, or Two Pickets to Pittsburgh. That's my paradise. Anyways, it's 3:56 in the afternoon, boys and girls. We want to thank you for listening to the... Oh, Funny Man's back in time for the goodbyes. That stinks, I know, right? So, Mr. Ambogamo?
Talk to a lawyer.
Yep. Oh, sorry, go ahead. We didn't hear.
I said funny man just had to talk to lawyers.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Yes.
All right, you getting sued again?
Yeah.
Frankie, you want to say your goodbyes, buddy?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. It was a
Absolutely.
Pleasure being here, and I always enjoy coming up to the Giddy Up. So everyone listen in to the Giddy Up from 2 to 4 every Friday.
Thank you. Chris, the funny man?
Yo,
Chris
hey.
Ridgway.
And once again, just want to thank everybody out there who's tuning in today and tunes in every week. The reason we do this is for you, and I hope we got your weekend off to a great start. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Bona Pasqua.
That's right. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in as well. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here. And I just want to say... Stay Boston Strong. Marathon is Monday. So stay extra Boston Strong for that day. And we're going to take a 166-hour break, which is what we do. And I always say as well, always be a rock and never roll. And I want to I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Well, Good Friday today, and happy Easter if you celebrate Easter. And I want to send my apologies out to the Easter Bunny. He's in the green room. We're going to have him on today, but we ran out of time, unfortunately. So he'll go out and hide his eggs, and we're sorry.
I can't get that image out of my head, a very angry Easter Bunny fuming in the green room.
Well, earlier I asked him... He asked me how I like my eggs, and I told him, unfertilized, thank you. All right, kids, have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be 80 degrees on Easter, and enjoy your time with your families. We'll see you next week.
You know I'm a dreamer. But my